Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning, friends.
We're talking about accomplishments while drunk.
We are talking about professional hockey players and basketball players getting absolutely blasted and then going to play games. That's what we're talking about.
What was the guy that threw the perfect game for the Yankees?
Doc Ellis.
It was not a perfect game. He walked nine guys.
Doc Ellis. It was the no-hitter.
Okay.
Allegedly on LSD.
Oh. But well, there was a more modern one, the kind of disheveled guy.
Oh, David Wells.
David Wells, like he showed up like hungover, or was he drunk?
So he was hungover, I think.
And threw a perfect game.
Yep.
Yeah. Grover Cleveland won the 1926 World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The president?
Hungover. No. Grover Cleveland.
Alexander.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Yes. There you go.
Grover Cleveland was, in fact, the 22nd and 24th president of the United States.
Well, in case you haven't guessed, Hancock and Kelly are with us today.
Not yet.
Give it time.
No,
he's got an event tonight. He's going to get,
Cleveland.
You know.
Oh, he won't.
314-436-7900. Put that phone number in your pocket and then use it to text
us
or call us, whatever. Odyssey app, you can listen to us live and you can leave a voice message. If you want to talk to us, do that. And also, we're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can look at John and Michael for the next hour.
Oh, boy.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
You can look at the rest of us until noon because the Chris and Amy show is on until noon. And Save Our Sheriff, the campaign continues. I love our St. Louis Sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, who has allegedly ordered new badges for his officers. It's not a big deal. However, they cost $28,000.
What are they made of? Badges?
I would have done them for $500.
Now, we'll talk about this because I have questions about it.
Well, we also have questions about Senator Alex Padilla, who was handcuffed and forcibly removed from Kristi Noem's press conference yesterday. So that was a scene.
That was a real scene, man.
That's what you call a kerfuffle.
Also, it was a bad scene in Milwaukee last night as the Cardinals get shut out. They have really struggled lately in the last week. The Cardinals are now on a 5-game losing streak. That's not great. They'll play tonight, though.
Hate to see it.
Against Milwaukee?
Did you see that rookie pitcher making his big league debut last night?
Yeah.
He's got a no-hitter through 5 innings.
Yeah, he shoved.
He's walking up onto the mound and twists his ankle and he's out of the game. How about that? There's one you don't see.
Did you see the guy who was like a week ago?
Oh.
I think it was a week or two ago where he warmed up. And I forgot what team it was. He warmed up and he threw his final warm-up pitch. And, you know, the catcher pops up and throws down to second before the batter comes up. And on the throw down to second, he just nails the pitcher in the head.
No.
Did you see that?
I saw it.
He didn't have his best stuff.
The umpire thought, I'm going to fix this.
Game hadn't even started yet, but the guy went ahead and stayed in the game.
Oh, good.
So, John Hancock.
Yes.
Michael Kelly. How are we doing today? Everything good? It's good to see you both.
I had a smiley face on the CPAP this morning.
Were in a great mood today.
I am.
I had a brush with nature today.
You saw
a brush with nature?
Right here in our parking lot.
A bear.
I pulled into our parking lot. I was here first, as usual, for the Hancock and Kelly show prep.
Never heard
And
this.
There's a giant bird. I'm telling you, this thing was
this
probably a foot
birds.
And a half big that's sitting in the parking lot. And so I went
was
over.
Was he in a parking spot?
Close to it, John.
Oh, he's on the perch there.
What kind of bird do you think that is?
That is, Michael, that is a pigeon.
No, it's
not a pigeon.
That is not a pigeon.
It's not a pigeon.
That
it's
is
a hawk.
Definitely a hawk.
Yes.
That's a pigeon
it's a
hawk.
Real
it's
huge.
Look at those things that he's got. Those little
fingers. He called them fingers.
Those are called talons. Those are called talons.
It's a hawk.
It's a hawk.
But he gave me a good look.
Did he talk to you?
And I looked at him, and then he turned, you know, because they, birds, they got the eyes on the side of their head.
Which is
great
why
vision.
You can't turn the lights on the arch when they're migrating.
But when I walked over and I got within about 30 feet of him, because I thought, I'm going to take me a nice picture of this little guy.
You did.
He turned his head and he looked straight at me.
Oh,
I got scared.
Yeah.
I thought, is he going to fly at me?
Pick your eyes out. Ugh. Have you seen the birds, Alfred Hitchcock?
Tippi Hedren, man.
That's
right. She had a bad day.
Had her
day.
Eyes pecked out.
It was awful.
I have family members who are petrified of birds. I guess it's
I've got
of
one,
movies.
Too. Yeah.
Do you?
I think my uncle is.
See, it's... I just don't like too many of anything. Like, too many of anything scares
money.
Me.
Money.
We came home one night.
Dollar
kids,
bills.
We came home one you? Night and the kids were little and the babysitter was there and we walk in the door. She says, there's a bird in the house. And I'm like, oh, no. And this bird's flying and I freak out.
Oh.
And the kids are screaming and hollering. And so.
What do you mean you freaked out?
I freaked out. So the kids are screaming. They're crying. The babysitter leaves. And so it's the four of us in the house there. Well, the five of us, the bird. And so I do what any self-respecting man of the house would do. I ran upstairs to the bedroom and closed the door. So now everybody's screaming. And I thought, okay. So I holler down and I say, where is it? And I'm told that the bird is in the dining room. Brilliant idea. I have a brilliant idea. I am going to save the day.
Oh,
I get into the linen closet and I grab a couple of sheets. And I get the ever so trusty duct tape, which I've used to fix many a thing in the house over the years. And I affix the sheets to the two entrances and egresses of the dining room, thereby trapping the bird in the dining room. And I said, okay, kids, everything is fine. And they settle down. You could hear the bird pooping in the other room. And then all of a sudden, one of the pieces of duct tape slips. And the sheet falls and the bird starts flying up and down the staircase.
Uh-oh.
We open the front door hoping that we can shoo the bird out. No. The bird now into action springs Gracie the Wonder Dog. And Gracie the Wonder Dog is barking at the bird and chasing the bird. And the bird's flying down the staircase. Gracie's at the bottom of the staircase. She leaps like Mason Wynn on a line drive into left center field. Catches the bird in her mouth.
Wow.
Takes the bird outside and sets it down. She doesn't eat the bird.
What? Wow.
The bird gets up, flies back in the house.
No way.
Why
and
did
he's
you
no
shut the
way.
Door?
I don't know. And so now the bird is sitting, pooping all over my hutch in the dining room there. I mean, there's poop everywhere.
Pooping on your hutch.
And I'm thinking, what am I going to do when suddenly Bill Compton next door is driving home from what appears to be a wedding reception? And Georgianne
he
goes
had to
over.
Come and do it.
Georgianne goes over and she says, Bill.
Is there anything more emasculating?
We've got a bird. Bill has been to a wedding reception. Bill is feeling no pain. And he comes over and he says, have you got a fly swatter? And I said, yes, Bill, here it is. And all we hear, I go back upstairs. all we hear is like that on the window. And he's got what I believe was a Steak and Shake bag. And he's walking out the front door with a Steak and Shake bag. He looks at Georgianne and he says, and Bill's from Georgia, he says, the bird is dead.
Oh my God. He killed the bird?
He killed the bird.
What kind of bird was it?
It was a pooping bird, I'll tell you that.
It was like
obviously
bird.
Had been to White Castle that evening. This was not one of my finest moments there, Ron.
Oh, but that is embarrassing.
I mean,
was this
It wasn't a bat.
It was a bird.
Yeah, right. So I can understand maybe being afraid of a bat
here's the
with
problem.
Its rabies.
These birds carry disease.
Yeah.
They do.
Because they're all, you know, walking around in bird poop all the time.
They don't walk.
You know the show House?
Yeah.
Half of the diseases were bird-based
See
in that
there?
Show. It was terrifying.
Is that mainly because we live so close and so much
and
with birds?
They poop everywhere and you touch it.
You have no idea how much they poop.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Georgianne had a hard time cleaning that stuff up.
Oh.
And you know, this was not good.
Oh, John, is this when you came up with, when you realized what a blessing it was that birds know not to lay eggs while they're flying, since they poop while they're flying?
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He told me that one time. He just said, think about it.
That was a thought you had.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the bird, you know, I mean, it's one thing to get pooped on. It's another thing to get egged.
All the eggs.
Both of them will stick with you for a
while.
Have
you been pooped on by a bird?
I have.
I've been pooped on multiple times.
Just the other day.
By birds.
I was sitting out on the patio.
Really?
It's supposedly good luck. That's what they tell you.
Fortunately.
Right in the mouth.
Right on the noggin?
He missed my nose by what had to have been millimeters or portions of an inch, depending on which measurement system you prefer.
Okay.
And it got the shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten the shirt.
And the pants.
The hair. I've gotten it in the hair before.
I remember that.
We definitely flew under the equivalent of a bird precision Air Force.
Yeah.
Because my dad had a moonroof in his car.
Oh, that's not good.
Driving down the highway at 65 miles an hour.
Think about the timing.
That thing was like that Star Wars movie with the Death Star where the TIE fighters and they're flying over the one weak point of the Death Star.
The trench.
The trench, and then you have to drop the bomb
into
in just
the exhaust
right
hole.
That's what this bird pooped at 65 miles an hour.
Were you positive it was a bird or could have come out of an airplane or something?
An airplane?
No. The algebraic equation for that
bird poop.
To calculate the speed of the car on the ground and his location and the falling
angle.
With the and the wind velocity.
Unbelievable.
All of that, to calculate that, to put it into the moonroof is truly
impressive. Well, if you've
seen
Top Gun Maverick, when they have to hit the nuclear site or whatever and his laser locator broke and he had to just eyeball it.
Yeah.
That's what this bird did.
Well, it's like asteroids.
This bird was the Top Gun of birds.
Yeah. It's like asteroids.
Coming out of
things
asteroids.
Floating around out there.
I think it was 2 weeks ago, coming out of a store, walking in my car, and low flying, like probably three or four birds.
Yeah.
Not really in formation, but they were together, you know? And they were flying right over me. And I remember saying up at them, like, don't you dare. Don't you dare, because I felt like they were going to pick that one moment to poop.
How far above you were they?
Oh, 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
That's not very high.
15, 20
we
feet?
We love our birds, though, in this town, man.
In Forest Park, a friend of mine got swooped by an owl. Apparently, those
owls are tough.
That's happened.
That's scary.
Right?
That's happened to you? You got
swooped? Yeah, I've been swooped by an owl, not in Forest Park, but before. I mean, they fly low.
How do those things fly? I mean, you look at them, they're like a little block of, you know.
An owl?
Yeah.
I think the same thing about the big airplanes that are up in the air, but I think obviously the aerodynamics and the
The owls are like rectangular in shape and sometimes square.
They got a blockhead.
And they do. And it's all the head and the body.
I think you're thinking of the wooden ones. They're not that square.
They're pretty square there, Amy. I mean, if you've seen an owl, Winnie the Pooh, the owl character is square.
I wonder if the reason that we had that giant bird out there today is because, we get the lights off on the arch. So
not
the birds
anymore.
Are able to
not
stay.
Anymore.
Are the lights still on?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, the birds have to come back now.
Yeah.
This message, Philip is watching us on YouTube and says,
sorry,
if getting
Phil.
Pooped on by a bird is, he's trying to say that I am apparently the luckiest man on earth. If being pooped on by a bird is luck.
Philip
good
is.
Luck. Yeah. Philip, right. So he must be getting pooped on a lot. I've been pooped on 3 times.
Hmm.
Wow,
twice
that's
on
a lot.
My shirt, twice on my shirt, once on my hat.
That's why you wear a hat.
Huh. Yeah.
And were these in urban settings or rural settings?
The last one was in Tampa.
Yeah.
And it was kind of by
the ocean.
Yeah.
That could have been a seagull. Those are like dinosaur poops, the seagulls.
We went to look at the...
I bet 90% of bird poops come
cranes.
Pelicans. Close to a beach like that, in a bar like that.
Yeah, you're right. John Hancock, Michael Kelly.
Here we are.
We have solved the bird problem in the first segment of this show.
We?
Didn't
Birds.
Know there was a problem, but there is. It's Chris and Amy. We still got another 45 minutes with these fools. Isn't that great?
Hard to believe.
104.1 FM, KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores alongside John Hancock and Michael Kelly. Well, let's get to the news from yesterday afternoon specifically. Have to narrow it down because the headlines are coming so fast these days. But Senator Alex Padilla was at a Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem's press conference.
We are not going away. We are staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and the burdensome leadership that this governor and that this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk.
So that was the security eventually, like, grabbing Senator Alex Padilla as he was speaking up, trying to ask questions of Kristi Noem. And then the scene continues. They escort him forcibly out of the room. Then he's on the ground. They're on top of him. They're handcuffing him. And he said he identified himself as he was walking into the room asking the questions. And Kristi Noem and the other Republicans there said, well, we didn't know who he was. He didn't identify himself. He did, but everything did happen quickly, to be fair. It happened pretty quickly. What is your take on what went down?
You don't get to be in a room with the United States Secretary and not know who you are. I mean, there was a reason that he was in the room. He was a United States Senator. He was permitted to be in there. Listening to that, that's the first time I heard her portion of the audio. It sounds as though his question and his reaction was directly to her calling, you know, the governors, socialists, and all this other stuff. Yeah,
we need to liberate California.
And, you know, that was not a good look. Unfortunately, I think the administration salivates over this stuff. There should be outrage on both sides of the aisle. I'm sure the Republican senators probably still haven't seen it, right? You know, they never see the bad stuff. So that's my take. I don't think it's good. And it could be a flashpoint to a larger pushback going on with this administration in the state of California, which I don't think is healthy for America.
So we've got this miserable video on, right?
Yeah.
Show of hands. 48 hours ago, who among us could have named the senior senator from California? Show of hands.
Well, I knew who he was because of the congressional baseball game. Well, I knew who he was. I don't think I knew his face until the congressional baseball game.
I didn't know. I mean, I would have, if you said, have you heard of Senator Alex Padilla? I would have said, like, yes, I've heard of him, but I didn't know he was the senior senator from California. Yeah, I didn't know what he looked like.
I pay attention to this stuff, you know, because that's what they pay me $3 an hour to do. And
did you get a raise?
So, yeah. So I wouldn't have picked him out. So I don't blame Kristi Noem for not knowing who the heck this guy is. It just
but should she have known because she was in California all of this was going on?
Well, now that's an excellent point because generally you receive a briefing on the local politics when you go to an area. And I used to write those for people that came to Missouri. So that's a really excellent point. She probably had been briefed on who's who in California.
But she'd had to read it.
Yes, and here's the thing. And again, now I'm just trying to put myself in that position because, like you said, he obviously had access. Now, technically, it was a press conference. This was not a meeting with senators and House of Representatives. So there were a lot of press people there. And we've all been to press conferences, and there are different checkpoints. And sometimes once you get through a certain point, you can get into one room or get in another. And if one guy at the door lets you in, and again, I think the whole thing is messy. However, I can see how in the moment while she's talking, if you walk quickly into a room asking questions, saying, what about this? I'm Senator Alex Padilla.
Well, first of all, he didn't do that. He was in the room. He was in the room for a little bit listening.
Did he start moving forward? Because I saw forward movement.
Well, he was off to the side. I don't. They said he did not lunge at her. That's nonsense.
No, he was far away. I watched the video on MSNBC, and to me, there was forward walking and talking pretty loud. Right, he's trying to get attention.
As soon as she said she made the liberate comment, which I think is kind of the, in some ways, the bigger thing here, because that is really terrible language to be using about a sitting governor. You may not like liberals. You may not like the Democratic Party because you see things another way, like Kristi Noem does. But to say you're going into a state to liberate them, that is awful language.
It's stupid.
You don't hear Democrats going to Texas saying we need to liberate Texas from this conservative right wing wackadoodle governor they've got down here. They don't do that.
Right. Well, no, and it trivializes real oppression. It trivializes and it makes a mockery of real liberation.
Absolutely,
I 100% agree with you. I'm just saying if we're trying to completely objectively look at this in a tense situation when you've got high ranking government officials. And probably, I would guess, not everybody in the room knows who everybody is. And if someone starts walking forward, is it possible that both sides could have handled things better? That Alex Padilla could have not walked forward talking so aggressively, assuming
it didn't sound aggressive to me in the beginning.
Did you see who saved the day?
No.
Corey Lewandowski,
who comes running and saying, let him go.
Let him go.
Now, Corey Lewandowski.
That was after they had taken him out of the room already.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if I'm Mr. Kristi Noem, I don't know that I'd be all that happy about Corey Lewandowski going on a foreign trip with my wife. I'm just saying.
John's got the unique angles to this story. Well, and like I said, I think it was handled. And once you know who he is, get off of the senator.
I put them in cuffs. Like it. I think they like the fact that we spent 10 minutes on it today. I think they will continue to ratchet it up. It will be interesting to me to see if his fellow Senate colleagues, you know, the Lindsey Grahams and the other charlatans of the Republican caucus, if they will defend a fellow senator or if they'll buy into this Kristi Noem, Donald Trump.
They're lucky
nonsense.
He was a young senator. They would have killed Mitch McConnell if they tackled him.
He would have had a grabber.
He would have had a grabber.
Yeah.
You can't go around tackling senators.
You just
They're 107 years old.
No.
Not Alex Padilla. At least he was a young guy.
That's not great.
You just need to say to Senator McConnell, freeze.
Well, he'll do that on his own.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
He did once.
Exactly. A couple times.
Well, we've covered this topic, anyway.
I think we need to look more into the Lewandowski gnome thing, taking a note for later.
It's amazing that Lewandowski's still around. Some of the same people that are still around, you know, like, oh my God, still with this guy? It is Hancock and Kelly with us on the Chris and Amy Show. These guys are with us till 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. It's already 9. It's almost 9:30. It's 104.1 FM, KMOX. Hancock and Kelly on a Friday with us, Chris and Amy. 104.1 FM, KMOX. Got a little bit of time with these fellas.
What do they call that? Are those bumps, slides, the music that plays on the way in?
Bumper music.
Bumper music.
Incredible selections today. Okay. Both to appease your two guests.
Is this yes? What is this?
Yes, it is.
That's a Hancock. He loves them.
Grateful Dead before that.
Yeah.
Hancock, he is playing the keyboards right now, the air keyboards. You like? Have you ever played a Wurlitzer, John?
Probably.
Love a Wurlitzer.
Probably.
How'd you feel about the Beach Boys? We talked about the Beach Boys a little bit. You didn't know the song Help Me, Rhonda?
Well,
Brian Wilson passed away?
He did. I would say, a very gifted songwriter. He was a master of the hook. And I don't think the music is particularly interesting musically, but I did have a Beach Boy album when I was a wee little lad.
If you listen to Pet Sounds, and which is the one standout album, the album that made the Beatles realize that they needed to kick it into another gear with its experimental and the different ambient sounds that they used in the album, and God only knows to the harmonies that they do in some of the songs. And I know Pet Sounds starts with Wouldn't It Be Nice, but when you really listen to how they layered harmonies, ambient sounds, and the music, it was pretty genius. I'm not even a Beach Boys person, but Pet Sounds
is
really good.
Yeah, I don't know
good.
If this is an old wives' tale, if that's the right expression. By the way, I'd love the another thing. But... is that Brian Wilson apparently went crazy after hearing Sergeant Pepper because he thought he had this masterpiece in Pet Sounds.
Maybe.
And a lot of people say his psychology deteriorated as a result of that whole thing.
I think like a lot of drugs and kind of a messed up childhood didn't help that either. But we talked to one of the members, not Brian Wilson. I forgot who was the other guy. of Pet Sound, or of the Beach Boys. And he said they absolutely went back and forth. Their big rivals were the Beatles. And it was, how are we going to write a song that rivals the Beatles' number one hit right now? And then the Beatles felt the same way. Like, we heard about Paul McCartney saying he wished that he had written God Only Knows. That's the best song that was ever written.
Mm.
So while we're on this topic, we had a question of the week on our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX.
I like these. Last week it was which sports
youth
fans.
Sports, yes.
Okay. Was that just a week ago?
Yeah.
So this question.
Seems like last month.
How much would you spend on a concert ticket to see your favorite artist? The most you would spend.
I've done that.
I know.
Well, I know what Michael's is probably $8,000.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Was it a $1,500 for U2 at the Sphere?
That was for several tickets. I think they were $500 a seat. I think the most I've ever paid for a concert experience, I went and saw Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. And that's a limited thing. You know, that's not like it toured and stuff. And I think I paid like $800 to go.
For one ticket.
Man.
But I had waited a long time to do that. Mm. But I don't think I would pay that to go see a concert anymore. Maybe $200.
$200 is my limit.
Yeah, I think $200 is what I would pay these days.
But historically, John... that was not your limit.
We're not here to talk about the past, Amy.
Oh, are you talking about when Elton John came to town and John was going to woo his wife with a special experience out on the town?
It's worse than that.
Yeah.
You know
what happened? You passed out or something?
No, how'd you get there?
You don't want to hear about this story. Do you want to hear this story?
Yeah, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to hear this?
Yes.
I've told this story before. So,
but we're on FM now, and they haven't heard it.
Yeah, the FM people, welcome if you're listening on 104.1 FM.
Let me just preface this story by saying that I have a tendency to be obsessive when I get into something. Yeah. I get really into things.
Like snooker.
Yes, that's a great example.
You should have seen what it was like when we first met.
Back in 2019, I took the lovely Georgianne out to see Rocket Man at the movie theater. That's, of course, the story of Elton John. Uh-huh. And... I thought, you know, this is really good music. I liked Elton John when I was a kid, but the piano and the whole thing. So I went home and I started learning Elton John songs, man, Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man. I'm playing, you know, and I'm really into Elton John. And then one night we had dinner and good wine. And so I'm sitting in my chair late in the evening and I'm scrolling through the phone and Elton John's coming to town. I thought, wow. this must be meant to be.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at tickets, and club level tickets for Elton John.
Wow.
Ridiculously expensive. And I'm thinking, whoa, we can go see Elton John live. I mean, how many more times is this going to happen, right?
Oh.
And so I hit purchase.
Yeah.
And I wake up the next morning and I thought, what in the heck did I just do? I mean, it's ridiculous how much money, but it's club level. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. So I told my wife, and she said, are you crazy? What did you? And I said, yeah, I'm sorry, but you know, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, COVID hits. And I'm thinking, yes, they're going to cancel the concert. I'm going to get my money. No. No, he's coming back next year. All right, yeah. Fine. So now it's 2021. And Elton John, over in England, falls and breaks his hip.
Oh, no.
Yes, I said. He's done. I'm going to get my money back. No, he's coming back in 2022. All right, fine. I've paid for the tickets now. So it comes time for the concert at the Enterprise Center, and it's the night of the concert. It's raining outside. And I said to Georgiana, I said, you know, we got the club level. It's all you can eat. It's all you can drink. I'm going to call us up an Uber.
Yeah.
So I call us up an Uber, and he picks us up, and we hop in the Uber, and we're driving down the highway, and you can count the headlights on the highway as we're approaching the Enterprise Center. And we get there, and I've got my little paper ticket there, you know, and that I printed out for 2 years. And and we walk in and scan it, and it's club level. There it is. And I walk up to the club level, and I see the attendant there, and I said, so is this like a buffet? He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, it's a club level. He said, no, the concession stands are right down there. Oh, no. I said, this isn't all you can eat? He said, no. Strike one. So I go down to the concession stand. I said, Georgiane, what do you want? Nachos. Well, the nacho line was a mile long. There was nobody in the cheeseburger line. So I get a couple of cheeseburgers and a beer, and I head back up to my club. They're not bad seats. We're like to the side of the stage. Mm-hmm. No opening act. And out comes Elton. Our timing couldn't have been better. And out he comes onto the stage, and I'm thinking, this is great. What an evening this is going to be. And I reach to get my cell phone in my back pocket.
Oh.
And I can't find my cell phone. And I'm looking under the seat, and I'm looking, and I had a coat on, and looking in the side pockets. And then I have no phone. So I say to Georgiane, I said, hey, do you have your phone? She said, no, I left it at home.
Oh.
So here I am.
And you took an Uber.
And I took an Uber.
Oh, and you have no phone.
I have no phone.
Who leaves their phone at home on purpose?
He comes out and he starts singing. I'm freaking out. And Georgiane says, how are we going to get home? And I said, we're going to take an Uber. I don't know. And so I go down. I borrow somebody's phone, one of the attendants. And I said, here's what happened. So I call my son. And of course, he doesn't recognize the number. So... anyway, I get back up. We are freaking out. And he's the Rocket Man. Yay, Rocket Man. And then I go back down to see, did he call back? No. And so I go back in. He's singing some song I've never heard before. Okay, yeah. And Georgiane says, we got it. How are we going to get it? She said, do they still have cabs? I said, how do I know? So I run down again. There are three yellow cabs outside. I said, there are three yellow cabs. She said, we have to go. So we got in a cab, $100, drove home. I've been to an Elton John concert where I've spent an arm and a leg and possibly part of my ear. And I've heard Rocket Man, a song I've never heard before, and that was the Elton John concert. I will never spend that much money on a concert ever again.
Well, you could, but then make sure you don't lose your phone.
Where was your phone?
In the Uber.
Yeah.
And,
did you get it back?
Yeah. So Johnny tracked down, I don't know how he did it, but he found the phone. He somehow found who the driver was. He got hold of the driver.
Wow.
And for $150, the driver delivers the phone to my house that next morning on Saturday at approximately 5:15 a.m., causing the dog to go crazy, causing all of us to wake up. And that was the Elton John concert back in 2022.
How was the date? Did it end with a kiss?
No. It was pretty miserable.
Yeah. That would ruin your whole day.
But at least you got a story.
And then, so the next Monday, I had made arrangements with Charlie Brennan to give an eyewitness review of the Elton John.
That's better content.
Yeah.
That is better content.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, John.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Just don't lose your phone.
I'm not getting any younger.
Right? I've only lost my phone once, and it was in a cab, and I discovered it seconds after I got out, and I was 40 feet from it. And I started running after it, waving my arms, yelling, and he just kept going.
Yeah. Oh, just kept going. Did you ever get it back?
Nope.
I got mine.
So there were multiple cab companies in Chicago, like different.
Yeah, sure.
So you know which is which. This was the navy blue and orange one.
Mm.
And I was in another one of those about a week later. And I said, hey, let me ask you something. Well, I've called the company. I'm trying to get a phone back. What's the deal? And he goes, oh, you're never getting that phone back. We don't do anything with that.
They just throw it away?
I'm like, what do you do with it? And he's like, I don't know.
Sell it on the black market.
Yeah.
Like, really?
They probably do.
So right? I would pay you to bring it back to me.
So I will, this is a stupid question because I've never lost my phone. Obviously, your phone is locked. But do you go to your phone company and say, can you wipe it remotely? Like, how do you know they can't access all your passwords that are in there and all of your information?
It's a thing that you can do now. I don't know if you could do it in 2013 when it happened. 2014, maybe.
Because everything, all you have to do is get into a phone and you can access people, their bank accounts.
Oh, yeah, everything is in my phone.
Their social media.
Yeah. Everything.
Did you realize 2015 was 10 years ago?
I did. I did.
That is insane.
It's hard to believe.
It really is.
It was just yesterday.
Kind of scary if you think, you know.
Randall Grichuk playing outfield for the Cardinals.
Hey, Randall Grichuk.
Speaking of the...
I haven't heard that name in 10 years.
Speaking of the Cardinals.
Yes.
What would you think about Adam Wainwright running for Congress?
He's not going to run for Congress.
No, I'm just saying. Let's say hypothetically he did, and there was a public, what is it, polling? There's a
public
Democratic
polling.
That's it. A Democratic organization looking for non-traditional candidates.
Yep.
And they did this, and Adam Wainwright was one of those they came up with to run for Missouri's congressional district.
Yep.
Number
second
two.
Congressional district.
As a Democrat against Ann Wagner.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he did well in it. Didn't see actual results. Couldn't find results.
Yeah.
But let's say he did run as a Democrat.
Yeah.
How would he do?
He'd have a pretty good shot. Now the campaign. The problem with first-time novice candidates is that they are prone to make mistakes, gaffes. The good thing about first-time novice candidates is they don't
unless you're
a,
running for president, right. Do gaffes matter?
No. They don't have a voting record, so that's helpful. I have a hard time believing Adam Wainwright would run as a Democrat. He's evangelical and probably, I don't know him, but I'm guessing he's probably on the conservative side of things, which could make it tricky to win a Democrat primary if there's an actual progressive in there. But if he made it to the general election, I think he could win. I once recruited Jeff Supon to run for Congress.
What?
Really?
Yeah, in California.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was in Orange County. He just opened a restaurant. So I found the restaurant. I called and I asked for him and
soups on.
Told him who I was and that we're looking for a Republican candidate. And he actually thought about it for a little bit and then eventually declined. But so it's not uncommon for parties.
I was going to say, it's not. This wouldn't be the first time that a sports celebrity in St. Louis has been tested as potentially somebody who could run for office on both sides of the aisle. I don't know that this was really the Democrats who were out putting this together. It could have been somebody like, an independent polling group that was just trying to find out some information.
I heard
get
it was
a read.
The DCCC.
What a waste of money.
Right.
What a waste of money. Because you could call that one before it ever happened. I don't know. I don't like this celebrity stuff running. And I would... I think we're living with the consequences of it in the White House. I get it. People like him automatically, et cetera. But
didn't work out so well for Herschel Walker a few years ago.
Oh, what a terrible candidate.
Right.
Well, what's the guy from Alabama? I mean, it's just really because you're a good football player or baseball player or,
Coach.
We should make you a congressperson. We should make you one of the 100 most important people in the world. I don't know.
Here's what I would
say. I'd like a higher bar.
One thing I would say about, I used to think that way about celebrities and athletes, But my thought is, well, if you can run for office as a plumber, or you can be a lawyer or whatever else, why can't you? You could be anybody. Why any person can run for office. Why can't an athlete do it?
Of course, and they should. But I would argue that the athlete starts at third base, maybe halfway to home because of the name ID. And the substance behind what they're saying is probably not the motivation of most voters.
And I would bet, I've not looked at this, I would bet Adam Wainwright is a registered voter in Georgia.
Well, he doesn't even live in Missouri. I mean, he's got a house here, but he lives in Georgia.
Too. I think he sold it. I'm not sure.
They're just going to need more athletes, though, if they're going to keep tackling senators.
Yes, they Hancock and Kelly with Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You guys ready for the military parade for Donald Trump's birthday tomorrow?
Can't wait.
What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be a crazy weekend in the United States.
Just in general.
And around the world, yeah.
There are going to be a lot of protests about the parade.
Is he calling it his birthday parade?
He's not calling it that.
The birthday parade for the United States Army.
Yes, he's saying it's an
so
Army
here's the
parade.
Thing. When you look at real oppressive regimes, real autocrats, real dictators, Donald Trump is not a dictator. We don't live in an oppressive regime. However,
he wouldn't mind if he did, though.
No, I just think the military parade on your birthday is a little Mussolini-esque. Like, maybe don't do that.
Yeah, well, he'll listen to you. Give him a holler. I mean, it's expected from him, though, right?
Rand Paul agrees with you.
He's been jonesing for this parade because he watches the rocket guy, you know, do it. And he's been jonesing for it since his last administration.
Well, and the thing for me is we've just gone through this drama of Doge. Whose mission was to reduce government waste and spending. And what's the price tag on this? Is it $400 million? Did I see $435, something like that?
No, I don't think it's that much. It's something like $130
million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. You know, all in, you got to block the roads. You got to have, you know, protections. There will be protests. Is it a prudent expenditure? of taxpayer funds? That's my question. I mean, the optics of it and the China and the Russia and the North Korea and all that, I see that too. But my biggest concern, problem with it is just why spend the money? What are you achieving?
Let me correct it, $45 million. So really, in terms of government spending, it's not that much. It just relatively speaking, it's
good
not.
Thing, but you know what I can tell you?
But still, it's money that doesn't have to be spent.
It doesn't cost $45 million to keep the visitor center open at one of the national parks. But heaven forbid we keep a visitor center open and pay a U.S. park ranger to man the desk, but you'll do $45 million for your birthday military parade so you can feel kind of Mussolini?
Senator Duckworth made a really good point. She said if it was really about celebrating military families, we could put $30 million toward helping them offset the cost of their child care, food assistance, and tuition. So if you, and I agree with that idea, you really want to do something for the military, don't do a dog and pony show. Do something that materially helps people.
And
who were veterans.
And I'm okay with a little dog and pony show. Like, I think flyovers are good for morale, and right, it's the public-facing aspect. I'm not against all of it. It's just, like John said, with Doge as the backdrop to your birthday military parade, to me is creepy and hypocritical.
Boys, have a great weekend.
Can't wait.
Snooker and then your event or whatever it is you're doing.
No, they got to work.
They have a work event.
It's not
a,
yeah.
So, but you know what? Have some pops
anyway.
But
we do get to talk, so that's always fun.
Have fun, guys.
See ya.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.